The transit improvements that are called out in the studies, in the alternative analysis study, need to use the full penny. And other types of projects, like bike trail improvements or other types of roadway.
That's PSTA CEO Brad Miller.
Other transportation projects could still be done, but they would take away from either the bus or the rail improvements that are listed in there.
The baseline funding plan designates $128 million in assumed annual sales tax revenue to expand the county's bus service and build and operate light rail connecting downtown St. Petersburg to Clearwater. The rail plan would cost almost $100 million to build and another $30 million in recurring annual operational expenses. Of those costs, the transit agency would pay for more than half, with the rest being covered by various federal grants and other revenue sources.
This is only one part of the overall plan that we intend to bring to the voters in 2014, so we want to make it the best plan possible, and so we want to look at possible other projects, but it really was just sort of a number-crunching analysis so that people understand where we're starting from, and that we do have a financial plan that is balanced on how this would work, and we're just going to try to refine it over the next several months.
Pinellas County Commissioner Norm Roach was the only board member to vote against the referendum. Roach, who also sits on the PSTA board, has called the measure hasty because he claims there isn't enough information.
And that's what disturbs me the most. Is that we're still not here with those details and data. And the fiscal realities of today, in my opinion, dictate that we need those details and data before we take action, even to put it on an agenda. I want to do it with confidence.
But PSTA's Miller rejects that argument.
Because there is a incredibly detailed plan. The alternative analysis, which is done, approved by the federal government and sort of in the books, is more than 2,000 pages long, and it goes into great detail. And that is just the latest study. Pinellas County has been doing these plans, and there's my office is full of, or the walls are full of, other studies over the last 30 years. And a lot of those show the same demand for transit as this one.
26 transit advocates at the Pinellas County Commission's meeting yesterday spoke in favor of putting the question of funding before voters next November. They wore blue support transit stickers, and some even sat with signs in their lap imploring commissioners to approve the referendum. Chuck Turgeon, with the group Awake Pinellas, said not voting for the referendum was a vote against democracy.
The very idea of democracy, the very idea of a government for the people, by the people, of the people. And it is a vote against free speech because you're not allowing the people to actually have their real voice be heard.
During past meetings, transit officials have said the agency will become insolvent by 2017 if something isn't done to boost revenue. The proposed referendum would swap declining property tax revenue for sales tax. The swap would save property owners less than $100 a year on a $100,000 home. Tea Party activist Barbara Hazelton argues that's not a swap.
There's nothing that you can even begin to call a swap when you're talking about $32 million in ad valorem tax for $130 million that would be generated from a 1% sales tax. There's no swap about that. Revenue neutral would be swap.
Critics also say the sales tax would disproportionately affect people with lower incomes. James Lee calls himself a Florida cracker.
Have you really thought how this tax increase is going to affect people on the low end of the spectrum? And then the elderly, this to me is a big thing. Taxation is easy for those in power when they want to do it.
But supporters disagree. They claim a third of the sales tax hike would fall on tourists. Phil Compton is a spokesperson for the Florida Sierra Club.
Every time someone spends $100, we're asking them to chip in a dollar. Is this a tax? Yes. It's also an investment in our community. What kind of return are we going to get on that investment? Well, the experience of Americans everywhere else has been you get $4, $5, $6 back in your community in jobs and savings. It's a good investment. It's a great ROI.
As talks continue, opponents who sport shirts reading "No Tax for Tracks" will likely be a reckoning force. Tea Partier Barbara Hazelton was one of 18 critics of the measure. Hazelton spoke on behalf of four other members of the Tea Party group, Tampa 912. She started off agreeing with supporters of the referendum who said voters should have the chance to weigh in, but added that isn't the case here because she doesn't trust elected officials to be honest.
And that is that a contract would be awarded to Tucker Hall, a powerful public relations firm in Tampa, for $300,000 of our tax dollars, with the express mission stated to devise a campaign to convince the Pinellas voters to support the referendum and pass it in 2014. Where is our PR firm? How will the public hear the other side?
Commissioners have until August of next year to submit ballot language to the Supervisor of Elections. They can ask for up to 1 cent more in sales tax. No further discussion has been scheduled by commissioners, but PSTA is in the process of scheduling workshops with groups like the Metropolitan Planning Organization. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Clearwater.